Next patient, Chris, CRISP, George, GEORGE, date of birth 5/17/1924. Patient presents for a follow up. 88-year-old gentleman with history of colon cancer presents for a follow up. Patient earlier had history of dysphagia, had history of esophageal stricture during recent EGD. Patient underwent esophageal dilatation, and on a follow up visit, patient had noticed improvement in swallowing. Patient now present for a follow up has undergone a colonoscopy in 2008 June, and which was normal for an evidence of colon polyp. Patient's colon cancer was diagnosed in 1976, following for which patient underwent a hemicolectomy. Since then, patient had been on regular surveillance. Patient now present for a follow up denies any history of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, loss of, has slightly decreased appetite, and his weight has been otherwise stable, but lower than his, there has been a progress, gradual and slow progressive weight loss. Overall, patient denies any history of recent change in bowel habit except for mild constipation, which for which patient is taking laxatives. There's no been no history of any blood in the stool. Patient feels well. Patient is referred here for patient today, presents here for a surveillance colonoscopy. Lengthy discussion was done with the patient and his daughter-in-law about the ongoing surveillance. Since because of patient's age, patient is 88 years of age but does not have many medical problems. It is advised patients the colonoscopy complications and the rate of progression of disease again were discussed with the patient. Patient at this time is because of patient's age and his negative status of previous colonoscopies, patient is not at increased risk. However, and the chances of complications increase. If patient has any symptoms or is noted to have anemia, we'll schedule patient for a colonoscopy. Patient himself is at this point does not want to consider colonoscopy unless he has symptoms. We'll reevaluate patient in 3 months. Copy to Dr. Horsley. End of dictation.